Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 26th of June. The general synopsis at 1800. New low expected Shannon 1007 by 1800 Friday. Low Fitzroy 1010 losing its identity. High German Bight 1024 dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Tsera, South Tsera, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 or 5 for a time, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty 4th, southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Tyne, Dogger, southeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Humber, southeast veering southwest later 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, east veering southwest 3 to 5, thundery showers later, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth, cyclonic becoming southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, west or southwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic becoming south later 4 to 6, thundery showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, cyclonic becoming southwest 4 to 6, showers, thundery with fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, north becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, north becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northeast 4 to 6 later, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 4 or 5 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming east 4 to 6 later, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 or 6, backing southerly 3 or 4 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast by north 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 1013, now rising. Stornoway, north 2, recent rain, 6 miles, 1015, falling. Lerwick, south 1, rain, 100 meters, 1018, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, northeast 2, slight rain, 1800 meters, 1015, falling. Aberdeen, southeast 2, 7 miles, 1015, falling. Lucas, northeast 2, 6 miles, 1014, falling more slowly. Boomer, south by east 4, 5 miles, 1015, falling. Bridlington, southeast 3, 1017, falling slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, east by north 4, 2 miles, 1014. Greenwich light vessel automatic, northeast by east 5, 2 miles, 1012. St. Catherine's Point automatic, east northeast 5, 1011, falling slowly. Jazzy, south-southwest, 4, 13 miles, 1011, now falling. Channel, light vessel automatic, north by east, 3, 1011. Scilly automatic, southwest, 1, 6 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west, 2, 11 miles, 1012, now falling. Aberporth, south by east, 5, 19 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Valley, south by east, 2, 16 miles, 1011, steady. Liverpool Crosby, southeast, 3, 15 miles, 1012, now rising. Valentia, north-northwest, 2, 6 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east by north, 4, 14 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Malinhead, northeast, 2, slight showers, 4 miles, 1015, rising. Magrahanish Automatic, southeast by east, 2, 22 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday, the 25th of June. General situation, a fairly slack and humid flow will affect much of the British Isles with a continued risk of thunderstorms and associated gusty winds. A strengthening and somewhat less humid southwesterly flow will then affect northern and western waters by Saturday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable becoming northerly 2 to 4, then veering easterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in far northwest. Rain or showers, thundery with fog patches at first and again later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and again later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair at first, then thundery showers, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, but occasionally very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers for a time, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers for a time, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly becoming cyclonic, then westerly later, 3 to 5, fair at first, then showers, thundery later, moderate or good. North Foreland to Salsabil, easterly 3 to 5, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, thundery later, moderate or good. Salsabil to Lyme Regis, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwest 4 to 6, then variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers at first and again later, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, cyclonic becoming southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing south 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing southerly, later in west, but becoming variable 2 to 4, later in east. Thundery showers and fog patches at first, showers later in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Cyclonic becoming south or southwest 4 to 6. Thundery showers at first, showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast becoming cyclonic, then south or southwest later 4 to 6. Fair at first, then thundery showers for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. East or southeast veering south or southwest 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later. Showers, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, thundery at first, could occasionally pour. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, thundery at first, could occasionally pour. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southeast 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, thundery at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 4 to 6, then veering east or southeast later. Rain or showers, thundery at first and again later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time. Thundery rain and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I am Neil Newness, wishing you a very good night.
At midnight GMT, this is the newsroom from the BBC World Service with me, Chris Barrow. Venezuela is recovering from two of the worst earthquakes it's seen in more than a century.
We just bolted. Everything in the house got smashed. It's all a total mess now.
We'll hear about the aid that's been promised by the United States. King Charles has revealed that he paid $17 million in tax on his private income in the last financial year. Researchers have managed to read a scroll that was burnt to a crisp in the eruption of Mount Vesuvius nearly 2,000 years ago.
We're using X-rays to be able to see inside, and then software, including AI, to be able to actually read the evidence of the ink from the interior.
And later...
This training center is living proof that it was built with the future in mind.
We look at how the tiny nation of Cape Verde has invested in football as its exceptional run at the Men's Football World Cup continues. This is the BBC World Service, first the latest world news.
BBC News with David Harper. At least 188 people are now confirmed to have died in northern Venezuela, where two powerful back-to-back earthquakes struck on Wednesday. Rescuers are searching the rubble in the capital Caracas and further north in the state of La Guaira, where dozens of buildings have collapsed. Will Grant reports.
They are working around the clock in rescue teams, trying to pull people from the rubble. These first hours are absolutely crucial, aren't they, to get to those voices that they can hear under the rubble. The Venezuelan emergency services are experienced in this area, actually. However, the last years of brain drain of such a massive exodus of young people have impacted their ability to operate in emergency services. But look, they are working around the clock. They're attempting to reach those most affected in the state of La Guaira.
The president of Venezuela's parliament, Jorge Rodriguez, confirmed that specialist rescue teams from the United States, Mexico, Qatar, Spain and the UN have arrived. The US military said it was moving